T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
This is Jeopardy. Today's player is a boyhood Phillies fan who, when faced with a difficult decision, still asks himself, WWGLD, what would Greg Luzinski do? Matt Steinmetz. You're welcome, Steiny. A lifelong Pirates fan who still thinks Sid Bream was out at home plate in Game 7 of the 92 NLCS, Daryl the Guru Johnson. And our current champion, who has never been a fan of any Pennsylvania baseball teams, but who has won 4 straight matches and who leads the race for the Nahegian Cup by 29 points, Dan Dibley. And I'm your host, Kevin Michael Whitey Gleason. Welcome to the return of Jeopardy. The game returns today with a new wrinkle, players. We are adding one Dibley double to the first round, the Jeopardy round. So we have one Dibley double in the first round featuring $1, $2, and $3 values. Everybody okay with that? Can everybody process that?
Love it.
Yep.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Of course, we have two Dibley doubles in the double Jeopardy round featuring $2, $4, and $6 values. Dan Dibley's been on a hot streak. Will the hiatus stop his momentum? Also, you guys are no longer buzzing in until after the completion of the clue. Is that correct?
Wow.
Yes.
Yes, that's correct. That is
correct. Okay. All right. Let's see how you do with these categories in the opening round. Name the draft year. Whose offensive line is it anyway? And channel surfing. So that's name the draft year for $1, $2, $3. Whose offensive line is it anyway? And channel surfing. We do have a Dibley double out there somewhere. Dibs, you're the champ. Please choose a category. Let's play Jeopardy.
Channel surfing, Whitey, for one, please.
Channel surfing for one. The clue, if you're watching Ernie, Kenny, Chuck, and Shaq on Inside the NBA, you're watching this network.
Guru.
Yes, Guru.
TNT? Who is TNT?
TNT is right. $1 for Guru,
like
your board,
new system.
Sir.
Let's do channel surfing for two, Whitey.
Channel surfing for two. Depending on your carrier, your host on this channel is either Scott Hansen or Andrew Siciliano.
Dibs.
Guru.
Yes, Dibs.
What is the Red Zone channel?
Red Zone channel is right. Dibs, you have $2 in the board and the lead.
Whose offensive line is it anyway for one, please?
I like this.
Whose offensive line is it anyway for one? In the 80s and 90s, excuse me, in the 80s and 90s, this team's O-line was nicknamed the Hogs.
Steiny.
Yes, Steiny.
Well, I got to say it. Who are the Redskins?
Yeah, that's what they were at the time. Sure, Washington, you have $1. Steiny, you're in the game, and it's your board.
Now, let's go to whose offensive line is it anyway for two.
In the 70s, their O-line was nicknamed the Electric Company because they turned on the juice.
Dibs.
I heard Steiny.
Who are the Buffalo Bills?
Buffalo Bills is right. Two more gives you three, wow. Steiny. You lead 3-2-1, and you have the board.
We'll finish that category for three, Whitey.
Whose offensive line is it anyway for three? The only NFC team with an offensive line in the top 10 of Pro Football Focus's 2020 rankings that did not reach the playoffs last year.
Guru.
Yes, Guru.
Who are the Dallas Cowboys?
Sorry, that is incorrect, Guru. Takes you to negative two. Anybody want any part of that? Who are the 49ers? The correct answer, who are the San Francisco 49ers? They were in the top 10 but did not reach the playoffs. So,
Whose offensive line is it anyway? We're done with that. Channel surfing, we have $3 left. Name the draft, your 1, 2, and 3 left. And I believe, Steiny, it's your board?
Channel surfing for 3, please.
To complete the category. Formerly Court TV, this channel has been showing NCAA basketball tournament games for the last decade, and that's no lie.
Dibs.
What's Dibs?
What is True TV?
There you go, Dibs. Yes, nicely done. 3 more gives you 5. You have 5, Steiny, 3. Guru in the hole by $2. And that Dibbly Double still out there. Dibs, you're bored.
Name the draft year for 1, please, Whitey.
It was the year the Bengals used the first pick on Joe Burrow.
Guru.
Yes, yes, Guru.
What is 2019?
Sorry.
Dibs.
Yes, Dibs.
What is 2020?
2020 is right. Yes, that was the year. 6 for you, Dibs. You're bored.
Name the draft year for Skin Now for 3, please.
Name the draft year for 3. It was the year in which the Giants drafted Buster Posey 2 years before he helped them win the World Series.
Steiny.
Dibs.
Yes, Steiny.
What is 2008?
That's right. 3 more gives you 6. You're tied for the lead, and Steiny is the draft year for 2. There it is. You found the Dibbly Double of this round. It's 6-6 to negative 3. Steiny, how much do you wish... Given a pausing for a moment to see if the chickens are around yet. How much do you wish to wager?
2, please.
All right. In the draft year for 2, it would give you the lead. The first 3 picks.
I can't hear the question.
Sorry. The first 3 picks in this year's NBA draft were Olajuwon, Bowie, and Jordan.
What is 1983.
Oh, wow. 1984 was the year. 1984. Only cost you 2.
Yeah, I've always said, Goo, like, I'm not really good with years going back, you know, but I should know that. That should be
I was just wondering how you could have possibly. No, nobody cared.
I like this new way, man. Go ahead, Whitey.
Yeah, here's the score at the end of the Jeopardy round. Dibbly 6, Steiny 4, Guru negative 3. Time for a quick word with our players, and I have the same question for all 3 of you today. Watching baseball, of course, enjoying baseball, and the walk-up songs. So that leaves me wondering, Steiny, if you win, when you win in Jeopardy, what do you want to be your theme song, like your walk-off song? So if you win today, what song would you want us to play?
Oh, that song that goes na 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 na, hey hey hey, goodbye. That would seem to be the logical one, right?
Gotcha. Yeah, that's Steam, right? Na na hey hey goodbye. Yeah, Steam. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Guru. Yeah. Guru. How about you? What would be your walk off theme for Jocko?
Gangster Party by Snoop and Tupac.
Ain't nothing but a gangster party.
All right. I don't know. Yeah. Hopefully, we could be playing somebody's theme today when they win. We'll see. And Dan Dibbly, how about you?
It would be Ain't No Future in Yo Frontin', MC Breed, and the DFC, as you will know. Shining Up Good, Kick It Through My Neighborhood, Motorola Phone, Fat Rims, and the Kenwood, Whitey.
All right.
So
There's a good chance we're going to be hearing that song because Dibs is on a winning streak, and he currently has the lead. By the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1, San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station. Yeah, Dibs 6, Steiny 4, Guru negative 3 here in Jeopardy. It's time for the double Jeopardy round, so we have 2 Dibbly doubles out there. Here are the categories, players. NBA before and after, which is, you know, like LeBron James Harden. NBA before and after. Swing and a miss. And historic ballparks. 2, 4, and $6 values. 2 Dibbly doubles out there. NBA before and after. Swing and a miss. And historic ballparks. Guru, you currently trail, so you get the board. Please choose a category.
Let's do historic ballparks for 2, Whitey.
Historic ballparks for 2. This California ballpark is the 3rd oldest in baseball behind Fenway and Wrigley.
Steiny.
Guru. Ugh.
Yes, Steiny.
What is Dodger Stadium?
Dodger Stadium is right, and you're back tied for the lead, Steiny. Well done.
Historic ballparks for 4, please.
This demolished stadium hosted the 87 and 91 World Series, but now a shopping mall stands in its place. The Metrodome.
Shoot.
We're looking for the Metrodome. Yeah. It's okay. No harm, no foul. Steiny, still your board.
Historic ballparks for 60.
Damn it.
Hell.
You found the first of our dibbly doubles of this round. You came up short in the last one, but that's okay. You're tied for the lead here. Historic ballparks for 6, Steiny. What do you want to wager?
Can you tell me the scores quick, Whitey?
Yes, it's 6-6 to negative 3.
Let's go 4, Whitey. 4.
For 4. All right. Your clue. This National League stadium is the third different ballpark in city history to carry the same name. This National League stadium is the third different ballpark in city history to carry the same name.
What is Busch Stadium?
That is correct, Matt Steinmetz.
Great one, Steinmetz.
Yes, you have the lead, 10-6 to negative 3, and that completes the category of historic ballparks. Steiny, steal your board.
NBA before and after for 2, Whitey, please.
NBA before and after for 2. The chairman of the Charlotte Hornets and the Warriors' first-round pick in 2019.
Dibs. Steiny.
Yes, Dibs.
Who is Michael Jordan Bell?
Sorry?
Bellpool.
Yeah, incorrect.
Typhonated.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you want to buzz in there, Steiny?
Not now.
No. Okay. Yeah. Who is Michael Jordan Poole, not Michael Shoot. Jordan Bell?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh,
10 to 4 to negative 3, and Steiny, still your board.
NBA before and after for 4.
Oh, yes.
Three for three on finding the dibbly doubles today as Matt Steinmetz. Steiny, 10 to 4 to negative 3. NBA before and after. How much do you want to wager?
Let's go 4 here, Whitey. 4.
Okay, all right. Good luck. Your clue. The center on the Warriors' 1975 title team and the guy who played Jesus Shuttlesworth and He Got Game.
Who is Clifford Ray Allen?
That is correct, Matt Steinmetz, with 4 more. Leads by $10, now 14 to 4 to negative 3. And Steiny, still your board. We have NBA before and after for 6 and swing and a miss. The whole category. No more dibbly doubles left this round.
Let's finish off NBA before and after.
For 6, here you go.
Yes, sir.
Utah's Spider-Man and the Maple Jordan's father.
Steiny.
Yes, Steiny.
Who is Donovan Mitchell Wiggins?
That is correct again. Look at Steiny go. He's got $20. Yeah. And he got a Spider-Man question, too. How about that?
Oh, I got you. Hey, the original Spider-Man was only a Spider-Man. Swing and a miss for 2. Let's get off that, Whitey.
Swing and a miss for 2. Since his 2,597 strikeouts are more than any other hitter, maybe we should spell Mr. October with a K.
Dibs.
Yes, Dibs.
Who's Reggie Jackson?
That is correct, Dibs. Nicely done. Yeah, you got $6 and it's your board, sir.
Swing and a miss for 6, please.
Swing and a miss for 6. Of the 6 players who struck out more than 2,000 times in their careers, this big cat is the only one to have played for the Giants, which he did in 01 and 03.
Dibs.
Yeah, I heard Dibs.
Who is Andres Galarraga?
Andres Galarraga is right, and that makes it 20-12. And I'm sorry, Goo, I was told the rules are that you have to wait till the clue has been given, and then after that I heard Dibs. So this completes the double Jeopardy round.
No.
I'm sorry?
No. I believe Swing and a Miss for 4 is available.
Yes, that's what I was saying. This will complete the round. This is the last one. That's okay. Here we go. It's a big one, too. Swing and a Miss for 4. This Philly, not the character from The Office, struck out 199 times in 2007 and 2008.
Guru.
Yes, Guru.
Who is Ryan Howard?
That is correct, Guru. And you're on the positive side. Yes. And so we're getting ready for a final Jeopardy with the score Steiny 20, Dibs 12, Guru $1. The category, players, base your wagers on this category, NFL team name origins. So I don't know how far on the honor system today. I know Kyle is not with us because he's getting vaccinated. Good for you, Kyle. So you guys want to just...
you guys can all text Spadoni.
You can text Spadoni. Okay. There you go. Okay. With your wagers based on NFL team name origins. Hey, this very well could come down to the wager. Once again, Steining with 20, Dibs with 12, and Guru with 1. Lurking is Guru. NFL team name origins is the category, and what a match it has been. The new rules of perhaps creating a more competitive environment? I don't know. I just know we've had a heck of a match. Is everybody ready to roll?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Sure.
And Mr. Guru?
Yep.
Okay.
Spadone, you got the wagers?
I do not have yours yet, Dibs.
Oh, I G-chatted it to you.
Ah, there we go.
Okay. Here we go.
Cool.
The clue. This NFL team took its nickname from the company that employed the team founder and supplied the team with equipment. Good luck. NFL team name origins is a category. This team took its nickname from the company that employed the team founder and supplied the team with equipment. Matt Steinmetz had a knack for finding the Dibbly doubles today. He converted on a couple of them, so he enjoys a lead. $20, Dibs with 12, Guru with 1. This team took its nickname from the company that employed the team founder and supplied the team with equipment. Goo, you have $1. You're in third place. We'll start with you. What do you got?
Who are the Chargers, Whitey?
For the Chargers is not correct. What was your wager?
Zero.
Okay, so you got $1. Over to Dan Dibbly we go. Dibs, what do you got?
Tough one. Great question, or great answer, rather. I went with who are the Steelers?
Steelers is not correct. What was your wager?
My wager was 5.
All right, so that takes you to $7. And over to Matt Steinmetz we go. Steiny, you got the lead. Can you finish here? What's your answer?
Who are the Browns?
Browns is not correct. Team founder Earl Curly Lambeau's employer, the Indian Packing Company, sponsored Green Bay's football team, provided equipment and access to the field. So we needed Packers there. What was your wager, Steiny?
$5, Whitey.
$15 makes Matt Steinmetz the champion. I don't know if we're going to hear any steam. No, no, hey, hey, goodbye. But congratulations, Steiny. Well, yeah, not today. Maybe next time, Steiny. Quite a match. Well done, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Whitey. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Was my intro close to accurate that you still ask yourself sometimes what would Greg Luzinski do?
No, not at all, Whitey. I wasn't a Philly fan growing up. I was a Yankee fan growing up.
Fair. Yeah. Big Eagles fan. Yeah.
I think I told you why, because the Yankees games were on in my area more than the Phillies games. Because the Yankees had a station like WGN with the Chicago Cubs.
Well, it's great to be back playing Jeopardy with y'all. Thank you. Hope to see you next week.
I like
week.
This new way, Whitey. Yeah. It really feels like Jeopardy. This is awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. Even though the results didn't change for me, but I feel like I'm in it.
Yeah. Dibs and historic streak comes to an end, but we must salute today the champion, Matt Steinmetz. Way to go, Steiny.
Thank you very much. Dibs, do you want to...
Thanks. Steiner.
Well, I just got to correct Whitey a little bit when he said we must salute Matt Steinmetz. You must salute Matt Steinmetz. I personally am quietly stewing in my silver medal. So, yeah,
he's undefeated with the new way.
False, but that's, you know, it's a cute narrative. It's a cute narrative.
I wanted this one too.
I'm looking forward to PGA Tour or Women's World Cup before and after, but that's neither here nor there. This is coming across the sour grapes. Congrats, Steiny.
Thanks, Dibs. I appreciate it. Thanks, Whitey.
Thank you.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you. Really appreciate NBA before and after. I also appreciate historic ballparks.
Can't believe you got the bush. I just knew you missed this, Donnie.
Why?
The stadium.
See, you know, you guys play into that stick to basketball, Steinmetz, and you just don't understand that I have roots in the baseball community, not only on the West Coast, but in the Midwest. I'm a man of nuance. The only thing Whitey could have done better was 1970s Yankee baseball. I think I would have been all right there. You guys okay?
Now my boy's texting me that
what
I'm
happened?
Embarrassing the Yoon when I lose on Jeopardy. So I'm just dealing with the fallout.
No, you're not.
Ron T, I know I lost, buddy. It's all good.
49er Frankie texting you?
Nah, can't find him.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, thanks to Whitey for that. We appreciate it. Let's talk a little Warriors till we get to the other side. Just because there's a bunch of news regarding the Warriors, guys. April 23rd, fans are allowed back at the Chase Center. They're playing the Denver Nuggets, and 35% capacity is what's allowed. So let me think. I think that thing holds about, what, 17? Do the minutes, I got the six, maybe 6,000? Maybe get about 6,000 in there. Dibs, is this something that you would go to 2 weeks from tonight or about 2 weeks from Friday?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, I would. And it's because I've been vaccinated, which gives you a little bit more security. Now, I still wear my mask everywhere when I'm outside my house, not only indoor at a grocery store, but just out on the streets. You know, I hike on the streets, as you know, and mask up for the entirety, not just when I pass people, just for that extra level of security. So for me, wearing a mask is not a big deal, and being vaccinated makes me feel more safe than I otherwise would. And I know we're all going to need a booster, those of us who've been lucky enough to get the vaccine, I think come the fall or the winter. But that's just like getting a flu shot, quite frankly. So it's part of the new normal. I think wearing a mask is going to be part of the new normal in certain situations. So that being said, I'm all for it. I'm all revved up to go.
That's you, Goo.
I want to go, but because I just got, you know, again, through dealing with COVID, I can't get the vax. So without the vax, you know, I wouldn't want to put anybody else in jeopardy. I don't even know if I could, but at the end of the day, I got to sit my ass at home until I can get that, what Dibs and you have, the vaccine.
Fair enough.
No, I wouldn't go, Steiny.
Fair enough. I think I probably would go right now. I'm lucky enough to have had the vaccine, and but I'm with Dibs. I would mask up regardless. And but that's a great sign. And you know, let me ask you this: do you think it matters at all, Goo, if the Warriors are trying to bring home a playoff spot?
No,
6,000? That's not actually that's a fair amount.
Yeah, and I'm doing guru math compared to what they had, and especially last year, 6 will be like 12. It'll be roaring. I mean, I can't wait for them to have that ambiance at home, Dibs, to try to do what I've been romanticizing about. Get into that playing game and get into a series with people at Chase.
I'm just excited for Joe Lacob and the organization to start to develop a culture at the Chase Center, because so far you haven't had that. You had a 15-50 season that was halted by coronavirus, and you didn't have Steph for almost the entire season. You didn't have Clay at all, and Draymond played sparingly. So it was almost like a Santa Cruz Warriors vibe. You never really got a sense of what that culture was going to be. We all know about the Oakland Alameda County Coliseum Arena and what that was before it became Oracle, and then it became Roracle, and then it became the best venue in our league. Well, Chase Center, you can't say anything about it other than it's absolutely spectacularly gorgeous, but there's no soul in that place yet. So I'm excited for the team and the franchise to begin to establish that. And you know what, Goo? If it is, let's just say they get the 10 seed, but they pull off two road wins, and then they get the 8. Well, that 1-8 playoff game, that game 3 against likely Phoenix or Utah, that'll be the first real incredible moment at the Chase Center. So I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm with you there, too. And you think about early in the year, Curry was 62 against Portland. You know, and you imagine what it would have been like if 17,000 people were at Chase Center. It would have been maybe the high point of that building. But the high point is yet to come, which I guess is something to look forward to. Let's give away a little money. All right, it's time for the Splash for Cash contest. Here's your chance to win $1,000. Text the code word SKATE, S-K-A-T-E, to 72881. That's SKATE to 72881. It's brought to you by Outdoor Supply Hardware, Patio Garden, and more at osh.com. This is a multi-state contest. Message and data rates apply. All right, we've been talking a lot about the San Francisco 49ers quarterback position, and now it's time for you guys to weigh in. It is 3 weeks from the NFL draft, and the 49ers have the third pick in the draft. What quarterback do you want them to take? We'll do it 3 weeks from now, and we'll do it on draft day, because those two, there may be a change over that period. 888-957-9570. Who do you want the 49ers to take at number 3, and why? We also have Guru's Lock of the Day right on the other side on 95.7 The Game.